Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
.955 in the Lehigh Valley. Tonight, the Pigs have fallen 7-6 to the Norfolk Tides. Tides win the series via this win tonight, but Pigs have a chance to salvage it tomorrow evening out at Coca-Cola Park. Pigs fell down in this one 7-2, or 7-1, actually. They scored a run in the bottom of the sixth that made it 7-2. Fought and clawed their way back to 7-6 in the bottom of the ninth inning, but just could not get past that seventh and final run. Norfolk held on for the 7-6 victory. These are your highlights for August the 8th, 2017. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. I'm Sam Mines. Tonight, a tough one for the Pigs, but we saw more heroics in the field by J.P. Crawford, more power by Reese Hoskins. Brock Stassi stepped up with a big hit, as did Nick Rickles and Ty Kelly tonight out at Coca-Cola Park. So there were positives. Ultimately, the Pigs still lost their sixth game in a row, but signs that they are making their way back into an offensive juggernaut, as they had certainly struggled with runners in scoring position coming into this series. They had three hits with them in yesterday's game, and tonight they notched six runs, had a couple big hits late by Ty Kelly and Nick Rickles. And it's always positive to see hits coming from players not named Reese Hoskins and J.P. Crawford and Scott Kingery, because that is only one-third of your lineup. So to see Brock Stassi get into it, Nick Rickles, Ty Kelly, it's great to see. And it could be the start of something good for the Pigs beginning tomorrow evening. But tonight belonged to the Tides as they got their 54th win. And it started for them with the first two batters of the game. Chris Dickerson led off with a double, and then Chris Johnson drove him in.
The 0-1, and it swung on, lifted in the air, right field deep. Shading his eyes from the sun in racing back is Matt Williams, but that ball is going to be over his head and off that wall and right. Rounding third and scoring is Dickerson. And at second with a ribby double goes Johnson. Back-to-back doubles, and the Tides lead it 1-0 here tonight.
Not the start that Brandon Liebrandt or the Iron Pigs were hoping for after yesterday's game, but Liebrandt stranded Johnson on second base, getting Francisco Pena to ground out to third, Pedro Alvarez to strike out, and Alex Castellanos to pop up. Bottom of the first inning, Pigs went 1-2-3, Kingery, Crawford, Hoskins. Top of the second inning, the Tides went 1-2-3, as did the Pigs in the bottom of the second inning. So we move on to the top of the third. Paul Janish had a leadoff single, but Liebrandt, with his very slick pickoff move, got him, and he didn't even move a muscle. That's how good the pickoff move to get Janish was. He froze, and Liebrandt got him, and then struck out the next two batters, Chris Dickerson and Chris Johnson. Into the bottom of the third inning, the Pigs had a couple runners on with just one out. Ty Kelly reached on an E4, and Matt Williams singled. Nick Rickles sandwiched in there with a strikeout. But Kingery lined out and Crawford flew out. That ended the bottom of the third inning. So we move to the top of the fourth inning. And to lead it off, Francisco Pena had a solo home run to make it 2-0.
Liebrandt, the slender left-hander from Alpharetta. And it swung on and driven in the air, right field and deep. Williams back, looking up. Forget about it. It's out of here.
That made it 2-0. Liebrandt would get the next two guys. Got Pedro Alvarez, to strike out swinging. Alex Castellanos flew out, but a little two-out bingo as Mike Yastrzemski singled, and Luis Sardinas came up to the plate.
And this is drilled. This might be an out-of-the-park home run by Sardinas. Hoskins back, a leap. It's out of here into the pig pen.
That home run, a bit of revenge for Sardinas, or at least vengeance for his own mistake in inning earlier. He made the error that allowed Ty Kelly to reach first base. And although the Pigs did not score, Sardinas made up for his mistake with the two-run home run in the top of the fourth inning. That made it 4-0. David Washington, however, struck out to end the top of the fourth. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Pigs put another couple runners on again. Following a Rhys Hoskins flyout, Dylan Cousins was hit by the pitch. Pedro Florimond reached on an error by Alex Castellanos, but Brock Stassi struck out looking, and Ty Kelly grounded out to Castellanos as well. So we move on to the top of the fifth inning. In the top of the fifth, there was a one-out double by Chris Dickerson. He would eventually move up to third on a 6-3 putout by Chris Johnson, but he would not score. Through four and a half, Pigs were down 4-0. But in the bottom of the fifth inning, the Pigs would get on the board with a little two-out bingo of their own. Scott Kingery singled with two outs, and that brought J.P. Crawford to the plate.
Now the 1-2 is ripped towards right field, but settling underneath it. No, my goodness, it is off the wall. I was fooled by the outfielder who did not see it. It is an RBI triple, apparently, as Washington just stood out in the outfield. I thought he was going to camp underneath it, or else you would have gotten a better call. I promise you of that.
That made it 4-1, and if you did not get a chance to see it, it was a bizarre play. Crawford hit it in the air, and ultimately it wasn't like a pop-up that landed right next to Washington or anything like that. It was a ball that was legitimately going to be hit off the wall. It would have resulted in a double if nothing else, but it was the way Washington reacted to it. He kind of stared up at it, made as if it was either going to go foul or land right at him, and ultimately it just flew right past him and up and off the wall. So we had the whole world fooled on that one, but ultimately J.P. Crawford, the winner in that aspect, because he got away with an RBI triple. Crawford on third base with two outs, but Rhys Hoskins grounded out to end the bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the sixth inning is when the Tides at least thought that they broke it open. After Pedro Alvarez led it off with a strikeout, Alex Castellanos singled, Mike Yastrzemski flew out, but Luis Sardina singled, and that brought David Washington to the plate with the turning point of the game.
One's ripped, though, towards center field. Cousins going back, and he's not going to get a chance for that one. That one is long gone. A three-run shot for David Washington. He did us wrong in the bottom of the inning, and he does the Pigs wrong there in the top of the six. Now 7-1, Tides on top.
The two players that made defensive miscues for the Norfolk Tides. The error on Sardinas, he made it up with a home run the top of the very next inning. And David Washington, after he just didn't see that J.P. Crawford ball, hit a three-run home run in the top of the sixth inning. But the Pigs, they would not die tonight. They would not go away. They would scratch and claw their way back into this game little by little. After Paul Janish popped up to end the top of the sixth, the Pigs would get a run back in the bottom half of the inning. Dylan Cousins walked, Pedro Florimond struck out, but Brock Stassi came up with a classy RBI double.
That one's ripped and going to be a base hit into the gap, right center field. Extra bases at that. They're going to wave Cousins around. He's going to score. The throw will be late. And an RBI double, scoring Cousins from first. Stassi in there at second base.
And the Pigs were right back into this one at 7-2. Now, they would not get anything else in that inning. Ty Kelly would line out. Nick Rickles would pop up. That would end the sixth inning. So we would move ahead to the seventh. And in the top of the seventh inning, the Tides would go down 1-2-3. But the third out, Francesco Pena grounded one deep into the hole at short, and J.P. Crawford made an incredible play.
Now the pitcher swung a ground ball left side, and Crawford, a sliding play in the hole, gets up, fires, got him! Unbelievable 6-3 putout. You'll see that again on a highlight reel.
You sure will. He slid into the hole, made a long throw to first base, and got the runner by a few steps, Francisco Pena. He is a catcher, but still very impressive to beat any runner on that play by a few steps by J.P. Crawford. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Pigs went 1-2-3 as well. Top of the eighth, Tides went down 1-2-3. And in the bottom of the eighth, well, the Pigs rallied. Following a Rhys Hoskins flyout, Dylan Cousins singled. Pedro Florimon singled. Brock Stassi struck out, but then Ty Kelly came to the plate with a big hit.
Here's the 3-2, swung on and hammered out to right field pretty deep towards the wall. Racing back is Washington. That ball is off the wall. It's going to be in for extra bases. Cousins has scored. They're going to hold up Florimon at third. And Ty Kelly inches the Pigs closer with a two-out RBI double. We've got a 7-3 game and a couple of ducks on the pond.
After that Ty Kelly hit, that made it 7-3. Nick Rickles came to the plate and Dale Carnegie did his way into the clubhouse with a two RBI single.
There is activity in both bullpens. Second and third, 7-3. Pitch is swung on and flared to second. And it gets by on a bounce between Sardinius and Alvarez. One runs in Florimon. Kelly's going to score. A little humpback liner that landed at the feet of Sardinius, who couldn't make the play. And an inch over the glove of Alvarez, who couldn't make the play. How do you like that for Rickles?
That's the way to gain friends and make influence, or make influence and gain friends. Either way, a great job by Nick Rickles in his first day with the Iron Pigs, or his first start with the Iron Pigs, to come up with a big hit to make it 7-5. Unfortunately, after that, Andrew Pullen pinch hitting for Matt Williams would strike out swinging to end the Pigs' threat in the bottom of the eighth inning. So we move on to the top of the ninth. The Tides went down 1-2-3. And in the bottom of the ninth inning, the Pigs would make one last-ditch effort for this one. Following a Scott Kingery ground out, J.P. Crawford gave one a long, long shot, but it was just not far enough to get out as it was caught by Yastrzemski out in center field. But then Rhys Hoskins got a hold of one, and this one was long enough to get out.
It'll go to a windup here. Two outs, nobody on. The 2-1 swung on, ripped high in the air, right center field this deep. Back is the center fielder, Schaefer. He's at the track. Forget about it. It's out of here.
That home run, and I know I don't have the number right because I can't remember if it was 87 or 83, but it was the most home runs, that one, the 28th hit by Rhys Hoskins, since either 1987 or 83. I can't remember it off the top of my head right now, but it's been a long time since a Pig AAA player has hit that many home runs. Rhys Hoskins continues to amaze us in so many ways. Another home run tonight for the big man, but unfortunately, that's where the comeback would end for the Pigs, as Dylan Cousins would strike out to end the ballgame.
It'll be an 0-2 here to Cousins. Pitch and a swing and a missed strike three.
And that would do it. The Pigs would fall 7-6 to the Norfolk Tides. For the Tides, 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. For the Pigs, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. For the Tides, 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They left 2 on base. Pigs, 2-for-10. They left 7 on base. Jason Wheeler for the Tides, 4 innings, 1 hit, 4 strikeouts. Matt Wotherspoon got the win, 2-1 now. 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Jimmy Yakabonis, 1 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 3 strikeouts. And Logan Varek got the save, his 5th, 1 1/3 innings. 1 hit, 1 run, it was earned, 2 strikeouts. Brandon Liebrandt suffers his first loss for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. He's now 4-1, 6 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs, all earned, 7 strikeouts. Colton Murray, 2 innings, 1 strikeout. And Alexis Rivera, 1 inning and 1 strikeout. Time of the game, 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of 8,755 out at Coca-Cola Park this evening. Once again, the final score, the Norfolk Tides 7 and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 6.